Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trench through the links of radically independent, uncensored audio insurrection that I can accept, pirate, or down. Please stand by.
Fucking beer.
Flogging Molly, in my opinion, could go on after AC/DC. Could go on after the Rolling Stones. Could go on after whoever. I'd still fucking kick fucking ass. I'm not afraid of anything or anybody. We all believe in each other, you know, and we believe in our music. Therefore, we fear nobody.
Sure, we're all just bouncers on the devil's dance floor.
I think the only reason my band is successful is because we're deadly serious about what we do. Like, it, as much as it's a good time and a fun thing, like, it's no joke to us.
I just give it all I got because I believe in it that much.
Against her face, I could feel her insecurity. Well, I've been a drunk.
We started off in the bar, Molly Malone's. I mean, and now we're sitting here talking to you. We just do what we do.
It just sounds a different animal. Yeah.
It was like taking real traditional tunes and turning it into a train wreck.
We had people telling us, like, you know, creative fucking assholes in the industry, like, no one's ever, you're never gonna go anywhere with this, like, horseshit.
If you don't hear it, then you don't hear it, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter to me, we could do anything we wanted to.
Did I ever think about we'd be in a band that'd be labeled as a punk rock band? Absolutely not, because that label means nothing to me.
I suppose that everybody has to put a label on something.
You can't be bothered
it's being labeled. You know, the only thing that should be labeled is an envelope. You know, sent to its proper address.
That's the one thing I know is kids aren't stupid. Kids are you got to give more credit than anybody else. They get it. Do you know what I mean? They get us when we didn't think they were going to get them. They get the music. They're listening to a guy who, you know, in some instances, you know, in the band, half of these guys, we could be their fathers. You know what I mean? They bring their parents to the show. It's unique.
Swing a little more.
Fucking Molly, I think they're just about having a great time.
They play this unique music. It's like fucking great. She's going to do a striptease for Fucking Molly.
Energetic. Gets you in the mood if you want to get pumped up. Calms you down if you want to calm down.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
It was my first time I saw them live. I really enjoyed it. It was, and the crowd was magnificent, and the things they said, perfect, real perfect.
Like, so real, man. It's like, he talks about what really happened to him, you know, all the real good stuff.
It's punk rock, but they throw in like violin or mandolin or tin whistle.
Accordion.
It's crazy.
They just have their own sound. There's nobody that's like, that sounds like Flogging Molly, and nobody puts on a live show like Flogging Molly does. And every time I go to Flogging Molly show, I know that it's going to be like the best time ever. I've never loved a band this much before.
Fucking Flogging Molly. I can't cuss, I'm sorry. Fucking shit, fuck. I'm here to see fucking Flogging Molly.
It's always a good time, and I like to drink.
My fucking buddy won the fucking tickets. I'm supposed to be at work, but fuck it.
My aunt actually listened to Flogging Molly. My aunt's my cousin. I've been listening to them since I was like 10.
Oh my god.
Sweet, oh much sweeter than it ought to be. Not a little bite, I don't think there is much hope for me.
A kid 5 years old likes it because it's very melodic, you know, a lot, and then that's easy to dance to. And all the way up to, like, you know, great-grandparents go to the shows, you know. 90-year-old guys running, going to the show, having a shot of whiskey because, you know, he appreciates the lyrics and it makes sense to his life, you know, whether you're Irish or not.
It translates. Good music translates. It just doesn't matter.
And the message is universal. The message isn't about one group or one identity. The message is about more of a whole identity, what it means to be a human being, what it is to celebrate life, you know? I would think that Flogging Molly would be put in the soul section, but I don't know if you'll ever see us next to Aretha Franklin.
A ball and chain and keep us from the roaring waves. Get her on the voided, but forever we'll be free. So sail away, a ball or egg, the moon is falling, so are we. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. Yeah! Sonny gives up by a satellite and left us someone reeling. Johnny's from the standing on left passengers sailing. What became of rebels? The set from you and me. Grappling with their demons in the search for liberty.
Life we'll know, blackguards to the bone.
several died and left us some unreeling. In and out came town and out and stayed up on the ceiling. Up again our rebels who sang for you and me, crapping with their demons in the search of liberty. Oh, sail away on a wall of chain, kick from the roaring waves. Get her undivided, but forever we'll be free. Sail away a ball of rig, the moon has fallen so away. Seven drunken pirates were the seven deadly sins. Sail away on a ball of chain, kick from the roaring waves. Get her undivided, but forever we'll be free. Sail away a ball of rig, the moon has fallen so away. Seven drunken pirates were the seven deadly sins. Seven drunken pirates were the seven deadly sins. Seven drunken pirates were the seven deadly sins.
San Jose, and it was fucking believable. The place was sold out. It was like maybe 600, 700 people.
It scared me to death. Like I remember just seriously just blankly staring at the crowd, like wondering what in the hell am I doing up here, you know? Fucking ridiculous.
It was like, okay, this is it, let's go.
There was a chemistry, there was something floating around the room that was like, this is
This is different. I've never felt this before.
There was beer, glass, cups shattered at my feet, and I was having the time of my life.
We just started gigging at Molly Malone's and flogging it to death, and you know, hence the name. And
it was incredible to see on a Monday night people hanging from the rafters. I mean, it was really, really a sight to see.
What a better place to try out stuff than on a bunch of drunk Irishmen, you know what I mean? Who either they're gonna get it or they're not, and they let you know right away.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Bit bigger, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Flogging Molly here on Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. My name is Skidmark Bob. Just been listening to a whole tribute of Flogging Molly. We're going to get more into it in just a moment. What to say about Flogging Molly? What can be said about Flogging Molly? The first time I heard this band, going way back to the year 2000, the turn of the century, is where I was working at the Santa Cruz Vets Hall, downtown Santa Cruz. I was actually working stage right at that show Flogging Molly played. The stage was on fire. I shit you not, was on fire. And it didn't stop until it ended. I was immediately transformed into a fan while dodging bass player Nathan Maxwell. I was completely blown away by this awesome sound coming from only seven people. As Bridget Regan said, taking traditional tunes and turning them into a train wreck. After the show, their manager gave me a copy of Swagger, which I immediately began in rotation at Free Radio Santa Cruz. Four albums later, still on fire, their latest release, Whiskey on a Sunday, includes live and acoustic pieces, as well as a excellent full-length documentary on the band by Jim DeZira. I have included samples in this broadcast, as well as music spanning their four albums, Swagger, Drunken Lullabies, Within a Mile of Home, and Whiskey on a Sunday. Please check out popdefectradio.blogspot.com for a complete playlist and MP3 download of this program. Also, download at radioforall.net, radio4all.net, or radio.indiemedia.org. Also, check out Flogging Molly at floggingmolly.com or sideonedummy.com. Now let's get back to the train wreck. That is Flogging Molly. Pop, pop,
is all I'll ever know. So when you get to heaven, may the devil be your judge. Temple for the blindness, this lost and lonely man. Dragged around your loving tree, a scourge you can't command. Saw you deafen me with silence, drill me with your roar, scale me with your how I still burn into the core. No door will go unanswered like so many calls before. No vagabond to knock upon this turn and beat the war. When all return from exile, free from all one's bound. The cannonball of parasite, the truth will yet be found.
I know in my life. Me. This is a little thing called Selfish Man.
Songs that I'm so passionate about. I mean, I could sit down with you and you could go through every line of every song and I'll tell you what that's about, you know. And there were situations in my life before I was afraid to do that. I was afraid to be honest with myself, and I'm actually being honest with myself now.
So I will pave this road till glory sets our broken spirit free. From every cross-soaked nail pours endless rain, with tears no eyes should see. But they could fill our highest ocean and the rivers in between. With every blade that flowers must grow, then drown with love our cruelest sea. So with a wonder and a wild desire, I will crawl from under every weight. With a wonder and a wild desire,
Less the day it was I shared your name. Yesterday forever speaks your grave. Hail the shower from the broadside to the heavens down below. Draw one last breath from your famine ship.